Hello, hello, everyone, and welcome to Whiplash Talks. This is Sunshine coming at you. So happy you've decided to spend an hour with me on Saturday. It's a beautiful day where I'm at. I hope it is that for you as well. I am going to get into some things that I want to talk about that have been kind of on my heart, that I've kind of skirted around the subject a few times. But I thought I'd get into a little bit more of, as they say, the meat and potatoes of it, to kind of give you guys something else to dig into. I always encourage you to do your own research. Never take what anybody is saying as golden or as truth. Get into it and research it for yourself. So I thought what we would do is we would get into talking about, I'm going to move this over a little bit so I can see my notes too. Get into talking about what's a straw man. I've talked around it on the show before, but I've never really just gone head on at it. And I thought we'd talk a little bit about that in the beginning of the show. And then I shared with you a book that I really like that I'm still working on. And if you guys can figure out, I always mention books. I don't read one book at a time. I'm one of those weird people that I'll start like 3 to 4 or 5 or more books. And I'll kind of just, whatever I'm feeling like reading that day, I'll pick it up and read it. And so the book I told you about before was The Life You Were Born to Live by Dan Millman. This was referred to me by Lucia Nicola Evans, who I've mentioned before that I've done some counseling with her with some of the stuff I've gone through with the recent loss, last year's loss of my mother and the recent loss of my friend Bill. And really good book that she told me about, and it was she told me about the movie as well called The Way of the Peaceful Warrior, and it's a good movie. It was good. It was interesting. And so I dug a little bit more into him, and there's something out there called The Laws of the Spirit, Teachings of the Mountain Sage, A Tale of Transformation by Dan Millman. The only place I could find it was actually on Audible. So I went ahead and bought the Audible book, which is great because, driving to and from work or just wanting to, plug it in while you're out gardening or whatever is great. So I'm going to go a little bit over that on some of the stuff that I've looked at and talked about a little bit on, but we're going to go a little bit deeper. But I always want to give you the tools to be able to go look for it yourself. And then the third thing I want to talk about is just kind of, helping you guys meet your needs. What are your needs? What are you guys going through and how are you doing? And we'll just take the last 15 minutes after a break at about 2:45. We'll take the last 15 minutes and we'll go into how are you doing and how can I help and how can I be there for you? So let's get started. When we've talked about things that are going on in the world right now, we've kind of skirted around on how we've been lied to, not only in our finances, but pretty much everything that we've done, contracts that we've done and our banking system and, what's going to happen with our finances. And there's a lot of stuff going around. And something that doesn't get talked about a lot is, how did this all happen? How did everything make a sharp turn left and we kept going straight? And so if nobody has told you that you have a straw man, then this could be a really interesting topic for you to hear. So I decided to reference back to a book that I've read from. It's from the NationalLibertyAlliance.org, and David Robinson is actually the author. You can email him if you want. It's drobin88@comcast.net. But here we go. So if nobody has told you that you have a straw man, then this could be a very interesting experience for you. Your straw man was created when you were very young, far too young to know anything about it. But then it was meant to be a secret, as its purpose is to swindle you. And it has been used very effectively to do just that ever since it was created. Perhaps it is about time that you learned about your straw man and how you can stop it being used against you. Before I go any further, I do want to say this is just information. Don't take information and think that you're armed and ready to go start the battle, start the war, take up your flag. This is something that needs to be studied out. This is something that you need to study, and this is something that you need to get into and learn. So the book is called Meet Your Straw Man and Whatever You Want to Know. And I'm just passing on information to pique your interest so you can study this out and understand what is happening in the world, maybe a little more than you realized. So moving on, perhaps it is about time you learned about your straw man and how you can stop it being used against you. Knowing about it is the most important first step. You need to go on a journey of discovery, and I'm afraid that what you are about to discover is not very pleasant. However, if you decide to act on what you learn, it could change your life for the better. If any of you are followers of Q, this is some of what he's trying to undo. A lot of times you'll hear him say specifically, "I'm sorry, but you've been lied to, and I'm sorry." So part of this is what he's here to help tackle. I'll just use the word tackle and undo. So if you think that you are in debt, then you can get out of it if you are willing to stand up for your rights and refuse to be swindled any longer. Interested? If so, then let's start at the beginning and find out where your straw man came from and why you should care about it. It all started when your parents had a happy event and you entered the world. You don't know exactly when that was, because you were not aware of the days of the week, the months of the year, or even what year it was. Even after some months had gone by, you still were not aware of these things. But by the time your straw man had already been created, and it was being used to make some very unscrupulous people rich. None of this was your fault. It happened because your parents were fooled into thinking that they needed to register your birth and get a birth certificate for you. So they applied for a birth certificate, not understanding what would happen when they did. Well, then, what did happen? According to the local authority, one, they lost ownership of their baby, parentheses, you. Two, they allowed a straw man to be created. I'm going to turn the page here. So, what is a straw man? A straw man is a fictitious legal entity created with the hope that as the child grows up, he will be fooled into believing that he is actually the straw man, which he most definitely is not, and pay all sorts of imaginary costs and liabilities which get attached to the straw man by con artists. Going back to the previous page, this is not something which they can be blamed for, talking of your parents, as nobody told them it would or even could happen. Nor did anybody tell your parents what a straw man is or how it can be used against their baby. In actual fact, the registration is a contract which is in reality null and void, because there was no full disclosure by the local authority, nor was there intent to contract on the part of your parents. The registering of a baby's birth passes ownership of the baby to the local authority, and that alone allows the local authority to take the child away from the parents if they ever want to do that. This applies until the child reaches the quote, age of maturity set by the current legal statutes. Doing that is not lawful, but after the birth has been registered, it is legal. And there is a world of difference between the two terms, lawful and legal, a difference which it is very important that you come to clearly understand. How is a straw man created? Well, the mechanism involves that unnecessary birth certificate, which the parents imagine is about and belongs to their baby, neither of which is actually true. If the baby has been named James and the family name is Martin, then you would expect the birth certificate to have the name James Martin printed on it. If that is what is printed on it, then all is well, and it is a genuine birth certificate and nothing more. However, if any other name is there, then the document is not a birth certificate, but instead is the creation of a straw man masquerading as James Martin. The alternative entries might be any of the following examples: James Martin in all capital letters, Mr. James Martin, Martin, comma, Mr. James, or anything else which is not exactly James Martin, upper lowercase, and nothing else. Why create a straw man? The answer is, in order to change the straw man imaginary costs and penalties and fool the human James Martin into paying those amounts, these imaginary charges include income tax, council tax, inheritance tax, capital gains tax, road tax, import tax, value-added tax, fuel levy, loan interest, bank charges, and anything else that full-time professionals can think up and are confident that you will not notice that you never agreed to pay and don't need to pay. What does the term legalese mean? Legalese is a secret language invented to trick you. It uses English words but attaches secret meanings to those words with the sole intention of stopping you from believing that what they are saying to you has nothing to do with the normal meaning in the English language. I know that's confusing. Just hold on. We'll get there. Their purpose is to cheat you and rob you. For example, they will ask you, let's say in court or somewhere where you're going into contract with someone, they're going to ask you in English, do you understand? In English, that means, do you comprehend what I am saying to you? And the automatic response would be, yes, meaning I do comprehend what you are saying to me. But these sneaky, underhand people have changed the meaning in legalese to mean, do you stand under me? Meaning, do you grant me authority over you so that you have to obey whatever I tell you to do? Reading that again. In English, that means, do you comprehend when you say, do you understand? In English, that means, do you comprehend what I am saying to you? In legalese, that means, do you stand under me? Meaning, do you grant me authority over you so that you have to obey whatever I tell you to do? What makes it even worse is the fact that they will never tell you that they have switched from English to legalese. And if that is not dishonest, underhand, and unscrupulous, then I don't know what is. If you answer the question believing that English is being spoken, then they pretend that you are contracting with them to become subordinate to them. Whether or not that is actually true is debatable, because that is effectively a verbal contract between you and them. And for any contract to be valid, there has to be full and open disclosure of all the terms of the contract, and then unreserved acceptance by both parties. And in these cases, that has most definitely not occurred. But what is the point of all this? Well, this maneuver is intended to trick you into agreeing to represent your straw man. Why? Ah, now that's a good question, he says. But to answer it takes a bit of explaining, and you need to understand the overall situation. All humans are born equal with complete freedom of choice and action. If you live in the same place as a lot of other people, then there are a few restrictions which have grown up by common consent over time. These restrictions are for your protection and the protection of the other people living around you. These restrictions are called, quote, the law, or more accurately, quote, common law. And they are few in number and very easy to understand. They are, one, you must not injure or kill anyone. Two, you must not steal or damage things owned by someone else. Three, you must be honest in your dealings and not swindle anyone. These restrictions have resulted from hundreds of years of disputes which have been dealt with through using common sense and the opinions of ordinary people. They are the only limitations on you, and if you don't want to abide by them, then you need to go to some isolated place and stay away from people. Many people think that there are hundreds of other laws which they have to keep and new ones every other day, but that is not so. Those other things are called statutes, S-T-A-T-U-T-E-S, and keeping them is optional for you, the human, but they are not optional for your fictitious straw man. And that is why people who benefit from those things want to persuade you to represent your straw man and so become subject to all of the invented restrictions and charges. If you knew that they were optional, would you agree to, one, give most of your earnings away in taxes and similar charges? Two, pay to own a vehicle? Three, pay to own a television set. Four, pay to drive on roads which were built with your money. Five, be forced to join the armed services if you are told to. And six, send an army which is supposed to represent you into another country to represent others and do war activities there. Were you ever told that these things are optional? If you agree to represent your straw man, then these things become binding on you. These are some of the statutes which politicians keep inventing in order to make you poor, make them and their friends rich, and keep you in a position where you have to do everything they say, no matter how much that harms you and does away with your natural freedom and rights. But, says somebody, we elect a government to represent us, and so we have to do what they say. After all, they have our best interests at heart, don't they? Well, that is a nice thought, the author says, but is it actually true? No, it isn't, he says. You think that you elect politicians to represent you and your government, but that is not what you actually do. That is part of a very carefully fostered illusion intended to keep you in your place and giving most of your earnings away, typically 80% of all you earn. Part of the secret is that what is supposed to be your government is actually a privately owned for-profit company, and all that you do when voting is to help choose the serving officers inside that company. It will never make the slightest difference to what happens in the future as the company policy and actions are controlled by the owners of the company, and they are not influenced in any way whatsoever by what you want. Think this is far-fetched? He asks. Then check it out via Dun and Bradstreet or any of the other places which records the setting up and performance of the 160 million commercial companies worldwide. When you do that, you will discover, for example, that the United States is a commercial for-profit company. The United States Corporation is a private company. The non-Federal Reserve Bank is a private company set up in the year 1913, as is every court and every police force and every Congress is a company and not a person. I want to interject here. I'll keep going to where I'm going, but I want to say, even if you do, I think I've talked about this, about being lost at sea, that we're under maritime law, and when you take back your authority and you dock your ship on dry land, on shore, it still doesn't give you the right to be a total jack wagon. I'll be nice, BBS, and go out there and just be rude and arrogant and disrespectful of other people. We are all of one source. We are all of one source, and it doesn't give you the right to have somebody that works for the government or somebody that works for the police force or somebody that does something like that to be absolute, obnoxious, mean, and vicious people. That's not what we're about. So I just want to interject here. A lot of people are, how dare the police, how dare, you know, the popo do this or whatever. And it's like, wait a minute. They're people doing a job too. And it's not really a very fun place for them to be right now. So just because you have knowledge, use that knowledge to do good. Don't use that knowledge to stir the pot and be mean and evil and angry. Okay, there's my 2 cents worth. Moving on. Just in case you are not aware of it, the purpose of any commercial for-profit company or corporation is to make money for its owners and shareholders, if there are any. The people who you think of as the government don't do anything that earns money. They instead take money from you, and their main job is to make sure that you don't realize that they are in the same position as a large corporation, which takes away millions of your money every year. Again, a lot of people work for the government. They're good people. They're not, your local governments are good people. They're your neighbors. So take this with a grain of salt and hear the heart and the spirit behind what I'm delivering here. I'm just delivering information to you for you to go and study and learn more about it. So let's continue. So why all the pretense of there being a genuine government which you elect and who serves you? Well, they don't want you to understand that they are just running a company which produces nothing of any worth. Something like a betting shop where most every customer loses money. And wake up to the fact that, unlike what you have been told all your life, this is all optional, and you don't need to play their ripoff game any longer unless you want to. They want you to be so burdened down with paying them money and working so hard and so long that you don't have the time, money, or energy to stop and think about what is happening to you and your family. They are desperate to stop you from just walking away from their scam, so they make every effort to connect you with the fiction, which is your straw man, because fictitious entities like commercial companies can't have any dealing with a real man or a real woman. They can only deal with another fiction like your straw man, and it is essential that they fool you into believing that you have to act on behalf of your straw man, which you don't. They have a number of well-proven methods of distracting you and keeping you from finding out. They want you to see a great deal of entertainment, not because there is anything wrong with the entertainment, but while you are being entertained, you will not be asking awkward questions. Also, they are very careful that most entertainment reinforces their make-believe world and makes it appear to be the real world, where everyone is under the government, the police officers uphold the law, taxes are essential in order to keep things going, and things which are said to be bad for you are taxed heavily, not to make money, but supposedly to encourage you to avoid those things. You will notice that they keep saying that their invented statutes are the law, which they most certainly are not. But if you say it enough, people start believing it and never think to question what they say. So I'm going to put this down for a second and let's talk about this. So the plan, even bigger than what I'm talking about, this is one little tiny one piece in the mosaic puzzle of what is going on in the world right now. And the overall strategy, one of the overall strategies, is for them to conquer and divide us and to pit us against each other, to take our eyes off of what really is happening in the world, to where we can stand back to back with brothers and sisters and humans that are wanting to take back their world, as opposed to, well, that person, I don't agree with that person, and they don't like me because of my profession. They're judgmental of me because of my hair color or my skin color or my gender identity or whatever it is out there. If you'll just jump back and look, take a step back and look at what's going on in the world, they're really pitting us against each other, trying to get us to devour each other so they don't have to deal with it. And it's just utter chaos. And so my encouragement on this, this goes on, it talks about dealing with debt, and it talks about going in and what is money. We've talked about that before, which I've talked about how money, you know, it's bank notes, promissory notes, and, you know, please be aware, you know, of that and the way the world is right now, and do something about that with your wealth or your money. And then it goes in and it talks about bookkeeping and about, you know, how a bank, you know, takes in money and then loans out money, and then you sign paperwork to say that you're going to pay the money back. And it talks about, you know, when it is a mortgage, the entire process is very much the same. The Debt-Free Sovereign website will tell you a little bit more about it, but it talks about how mortgages really are paid before you even start making your first payment. But you've got to get into this and study it. You can't just go into a legal system that is very fine-tuned and very fine-tuned and oiled machine, because you'll get eaten alive. But it's wrong for people to not know about this information. So again, the name of this book, it's a little book, it's called Meet Your Straw Man and Whatever You Want to Know. And it's through the NationalLibertyAlliance.org. And then David Robinson, R-O-B-I-N-S-O-N, is the author. And drobin88@comcast.net is the point of contact for him. And BBS, I think I might go to a 2-minute break if that will work for you guys. I don't want to make you run across the room. I didn't give you much lead in, but if that will work for you, I would like to go to about a 2-minute break. And then we're going to go on to talk about more things of the spirit and get into that. And then we're going to end on a happy note. So let's go to a 2-minute break. I'll talk to you guys when we get back. Everybody, this is Sunshine with Whiplash Talks, and I want to go in and start talking about the book I told you about at the beginning of the show. It's called The Laws of Spirit, Teachings at the Mountain Sage, A Tale of Transformation by Dan Millman, M-I-L-L-M-A-N. only place I could find it was on Audible, which was kind of fun because I could listen to it while I was gardening and driving, and I can go back and, what did he just say? You know, I could rewind. So that was kind of fun. But coming off of the last 30 minutes that we just had, there's a big section in there where they teach on the law of unity. And some of the stuff hit me straight in the face. I mean, we all know that, okay, we can all say that we know that we're from Source. Okay, I'm from Source. I am Source. I am Source. You are Source. Okay? We've got that, right? So the law of unity, we still have an ordinary life. We're still ordinary people. But yet we're one and many. And after lifetimes of searching in previous times when we've been here on Earth, we are at one. We're one with the universe. So maybe wrap your head around this and think about this. Some of these things that they mentioned in this book made me kind of do a bit of a whiplash with my hand. Like, wait, what? So think about this. Ponder these next. It's almost like duality sayings, but can you understand? You are the burning child in a war-torn village. You are the burning child in a war-torn village. And you are the pilot dropping the fire. You are the mother and the newborn babe. You are the victim of brutal assault and the rapist that commits the crime. All things done in the name of God or the devil, we have done. The highest and most humble are you, wearing rags of torn cloth and robes of gold. You are in every act of kindness or cruelty. You are of cowardice and courage. Where goes the fool or the sage and the creatures that walk or swim or fly? There go you. Again, we are one and we are many. We are high. Excuse me. We are low. We are bitter and we are sweet. You are the earth and above and below. You are the light that shines through the eyes of all beings. We are one being, B-E-I-N-G. One consciousness, kind of just like an apple tree. We are all the leaves, but we're all on the same tree. We have separate bodies, separate minds, separate emotions. When I have a thought, you most likely don't know my thoughts. When I have an emotion, you most likely are not having that same emotion emoted from me. When I bruise myself, you're not getting bruised as well. So, in that book, it goes on to teach how important it is to remember who we are. We totally get focused on the physical form that we are, and we take our eyes off of the spiritual form, the source of who we truly are. Because remember, this physical body does eventually pass away, but source in us is always alive, always there, always all-knowing, omniscient, omnipresent. That is source in us. The source that's in me is the same source that's in you. It doesn't matter that what color my skin is. It doesn't matter what socioeconomic group I come from. It doesn't matter whether I'm from the wrong side of the tracks and you're from the right side of the tracks. It doesn't matter. What matters is source in us is the same source. And with what's coming up in the world, and with the potential to truly see some serious whiplash going on in people that are not enlightened whatsoever as to what could be coming our way, and in a very short time, there could be a lot of unrest out there. And so, for those of us that might be a little bit more enlightened, I would challenge you. Put your intentions out there. Start believing for peace and unity and harmony. Even though 9/11 was such a heartbreaking event, I won't get into it, but even though 9/11 really rocked our country to the core, when nobody knew the history and what was behind it at the time, our country rallied and we stood back to back and we were so proud and we were, we will rebuild. And people were kind to people and people were greeting people on the streets and were friendly. And it didn't matter what color your skin was. It didn't matter what gender you were. We were Americans. Out of that, there was a real unity that a real spirit of unity that was felt in the United States. Now, out of it came some horrible stuff, some things that were planted by what I was reading about early, the straw man stuff on, how to perceive or who to perceive was responsible, which was not the case at all. But the unity of the country as a whole was, let's stand together, let's be one, let's be unified. And so my encouragement to you is, with what's coming, and if you are listening to my show, then you're probably somewhat enlightened. And I encourage you to take some time when you're doing your commands or you're doing your quiet time and you're doing your meditation, whatever it is that you do, you. When you're doing that, take some time to pray for those difficult ones at your office that are just so clueless at what is coming, what could happen to their finances, what could happen to them finding out about I'll call it vaccidents. I'll leave it at that. What they could find out about their loved ones, and how heartbreaking and so frustrating and maddening that could be for people. And if we all set our intentions out there to lift up the level, maybe it won't get so Mad Max. Maybe we as unified spiritual beings can help lift the water that raises all the ships. So I just want to encourage you guys, you know, live in that spirit of unity, work towards that spirit of unity. Remember that there's only one source, and that same source that's in me is in you. And that grumpy neighbor down the street, it's still the same source. And just put that out there and just remember, we have the power. We have the power for that transformation, to bring forth that transformation. We are one, but we are many. We may live an ordinary life and we may be an ordinary person. Then we may not feel that there's anything special about us, but there's something so special about us. And it's the fact that we are a spiritual being. We are all powerful. We are all knowing. Now, you guys have heard me say, you know, I'm on my dark night of the soul, kind of swimming through mud. It's like, oh my goodness, I can't even hardly swim. It's so thick. But every month goes by, I get another layer. I peel back another layer of the onion and I get a little bit further. And so I'm not there. I'm not even professing that I'm there. But if we can all take where we're at and we take that and we put that all together and we set our intentions to, you know, rise the tide to lift all ships, I truly believe that we can make a difference. So I encourage you to do that. Again, it's called The Laws of Spirit, Teachings of the Mountain Sage, A Tale of Transformation by Dan Millman. It's a parable. It's pretty neat. It's nice. I think you would really like it. So I am going to take another break if BBS is there. Doug, if you don't mind, let's take another break. And I will be back, and we're going to do something new that I've never done before, and I think it's going to be a real treat. So hang with me. We'll be back in 2 minutes. Welcome back. Welcome back to Whiplash Talks. This is Sunshine. And I just want to do something special the last 15 minutes of my show. And I just want to love on you guys a little bit and just let you know, man, the energies out there have been so wonky and off the charts. And this human has just been crazy, and we've all been like, what is going on with all these crazy energies? And I was talking with Lucia Nicola Evans, and I was like, man, it's just crazy out there. And we were doing some work together, and she's been a great help to me. I recommend her to anybody that's needing just a little extra person to talk to that can kind of help you get over a couple of speed bumps. She's really helped me, and it's been well worth it. I really feel like she has helped me a lot. But I wanted to say, first of all, I said this on some of my first shows, but I am not a licensed professional. I've never played one on TV, but I have stayed at a Holiday Inn, so, you know. But if you will allow me, I would like to take these last few minutes of the show and shower some sunshine your way. So if you are in a safe place to be able to close your eyes, please put down what you're doing, get comfortable, and get ready to close your eyes, get in a comfortable place, and let me love on you a little bit. And if you're driving, that's okay. Please don't close your eyes. But please go ahead and join us on this little journey while on your drive. And you're always welcome to join in. So if you'll get comfortable, or you'll just kind of get focused on just listening to my voice, let's take a couple of deep breaths so that way we can kind of get a little focus. So let's take a deep breath through our nose and slowly exhale through your mouth. And again, take a deep breath through your nose. And again, slowly exhale through your mouth. And one more time, getting comfortable where you're at. If you're able to sit and close your eyes, that's great. If you're driving, that's fine too. It's okay to take deep breaths while you're driving to lower your anxiety levels. Let's take one more time, a deep breath in through your nose. And exhale slowly through your mouth. I talked on a previous show about how music transcends languages. Music is a universal language. You don't have to know the words to the song to be moved by the song. I've talked about how even though you don't see them, the radio waves, the TV rays, all of the broadcasts that are going on, they're out there. They're going straight through your body. And so those energies are there, and they're powerful. Music is the same way. Music will go straight through to your heart, to your soul. And it doesn't have to be that you know the words. It doesn't have to be that you know the language. You don't need to know that in order to receive the energy in the music. So I ask you to put your intentions out there and focus on what you need in this moment. If you were able to sit down and close your eyes, you know, are you needing joy or peace or love? Same if you're driving, what is it that you need in this moment? Let's just focus on this moment, the now, right now. Is it joy, peace, love, health? Freedom, self-esteem issues. Do you need strengthening of your self-esteem? What about stress relief or finances? Focus on one. Just pick one for right now. Focus on what you need this moment, this time. Not yesterday, what you need tomorrow. What do you need right now, current? And I can't heal you or pay your bills. And I cannot turn your weeping into joy, but I can bring the source of energy to you for you to reach out and receive whatever you need. So let's just take one more deep breath in through your nose and slowly exhale through your mouth. And just let this minister to you. Take what you need. Leave what you don't. It's okay. Just have your place of peace. Y ahora que ando na shuntiga ma. Colara que ando na shunti. Y ahora que ando na agonia ma. Colara que ando na shunti. Malara que ando na shunti. Gyalora que ando makani. Hilara que ando na shunti. Malora que ando na kahani. Gilora que ando makoni ama. Kolara que ando na shunti. Malora que ando na shunki ama. Kolara que ando na shunti. Malora que ando na koni. Gyalora que ando kiamani. Hilara que ando na shunti. Malora que ando na kani. Jinta yanto kama kyandani. Konta yanto kyamoni. Kyanto kyando mashon kimana. Kyanto kiyamagoni. Kolara kyondi nashi. Malora kyando makani. Kyalora kyando nishonki. Malora kyando makani. Makoni shonki nahi. Kolara kyando mikani. Kalara kyando makani. Kinai. Koya nakami. Konaya. Kiya kyonani. Makyana. Kolara kyando mashontiana. Kilara kyando nishonti. Malora kyando nishonki ama. Kolara kyando nishonti. Makorariando nishonti. Malora kyando makani. Kolara kyando nishonti. Malora kyando nakani. I wish you guys great peace, great joy, much love, complete pure health, mentally, emotionally, physically, relationally, financially. I wish you freedom. May your self-esteem be strong and built up. May your stress be relieved and may your finances be blessed. Galore, galore. May you have everything you desire and need and more. I wish you guys to have the best couple of weeks. And I encourage you to tap into the law of unity. Yes, we are ordinary people. Yes, we have ordinary lives. But we have an extraordinary source that we share. We are one, but we are many. And there is so much out there, so much chaos swirling around. Tap into who you are. Tap into who you are. Why are you here at this time? Boshi ma kya dayani, ko maiyana, go shantaya ma kani,
Bonaiama. Tokyan daya mayani. Konakyan daya mani. Ula kyamakanai.
I wish you guys the best. I'll see you back here in 2 weeks. I really encourage you guys to just have such a wonderful day. Be blessed. Sunshine out. The Blush Talks back in 2 weeks. Bye now.
Thank you.